Welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report, and one of our amazing people that's on every second hour on Mondays is Deborah Tavares. Her main website, you want to visit, she's got tons of videos, documents. I honestly don't know anybody that digs up more documents or more scary stuff about what's really going on in your world than Deborah Tavares, whether it's the genocide with accounting practices or the 5G network or the water wars or the fire wars that are going on our planet. And, you know, you might want to dispute what she says, but you can't really, because you just have to read the documents or watch the videos or see the truth. And she's had a lot of hacks and attacks against her because Deborah raises these issues and has the documents to prove it. She also goes on site to actually see what happened recently at Paradise. So I think we have Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah. I think we have you now. I heard a
beep. Yes, you do.
We are now starting our back on MLK Day, our time back here on the amazing Rents Network. We've got a fantastic stack here. And Todd Waite is our board op, and he's doing an amazing job. You've got always a ton of documents. And the nice thing about this schedule, which we reestablished, is going to give us 15-minute time periods with three breaks, top of the hour, 20 minutes, and so on. So you have a lot more time to talk without interruptions. So go ahead, Deborah. I'm here just to insert a word here or there. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. I'm very happy for the new scheduling and the programming. Again, as you were saying, today is January the 21st of 2019, and it is Martin Luther King Day, and I want to acknowledge that by, of course, reminding everyone. He was born January 15th of 1929, and he was murdered on April 4th of 1968. And he was a Baptist minister and an activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader in the civil rights movement from 1954 until his assassination in 1968. And I really want to remind everybody some of the famous quotes that I think we all need to live by every single day. And one of the two that I will read is, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter."
Yeah.
And this is so true.
Isn't it? We have
to remember that. Also, the second quote that I want to have everyone keep in mind all the time: in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And so it's with those two quotes in remembrance of Dr. King that we're going to have a show today with Dr. Bill and Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And we're going to talk about why you shouldn't be silent and why you must speak up and why you can no longer live in an artificial world. We have to encourage everyone to move into normal thinking.
Yeah, and what I often say, and you do it, is we have to ask better questions and seek the truth. Please continue.
And that's absolutely right. And you encourage that all the time, Dr. Bill. And that's absolutely true. And by asking questions, we reframe our thinking. And by looking up what people are talking about, such as all the documents that we've accumulated throughout the years on Stop the Crime, and opening up your minds just enough to question, because we know that condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. And so, sadly, the United States has been co-opted by many methods of food supply, delivery systems, the air, the water, the fluoride, the programming, the overhead aerial spraying. And now we're being attacked by weaponized systems and directed energy weapons. And we're watching our neighborhoods be systematically blown up. This is war. And I would recommend people stop scratching your heads, accept the reality for what it is, because that is where we are now. We're in a different reality than we wished we were, but we are in a different reality now. And it's important to understand that all the fires were planned. They were pre-planned.
Right.
And the evacuations are all planned by United Nations policies of 2030 and more. We are being
they call it Agenda 2030. They have Agenda 21, which you can just read. They have the World Watch Institute, which you can read every book every year. The new one will be coming out in the next few weeks, World Watch Institute. You can read Agenda 2030, which is even more noxious than Agenda 21, and then Vision 2050. I mean, if you look at what their plans are, they tell you everything, don't
well,
they?
Well, Dr. Bill, people can actually go to stopthecrime.net, go to our YouTube video channel, and look at a lot of the talks that we've given over the years where we're actually showing the documents and articulating it, because I will tell you, it literally took many years to get to this point of understanding what we face, and to save everybody the long road of years of investigation, because we don't have years in front of us left.
No.
Because what we see happening is happening at a quickening pace. So I would recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net, just start listening to the YouTubes. I'm going to right now just promote a couple of YouTubes right now. Certainly, Dr. Bill, it's the radio show that we did, and I think there's a couple versions of that up and out. But we did that just last week, and it's called Fires Worldwide, Space-Based Weapons. I would recommend everybody listen to this. We talk about what's really behind the plans of Pacific Gas and Electric's filing for Chapter 11.
Yeah, that's really amazing, is that they actually are being sued by the people because they know that the trees were near their power lines. They were told by the state to move them. They didn't. We know that Smart Grid and Smart Meters actually... I know that,
yeah.
But what happened is that the smart grid itself and smart meters, which they promote these maniacs, induce fires in the chaparral and the trees around them because they create sparks, right?
Well, and also the lasers and the space-based weapons. And
yeah,
other
they call them DEW. They call them DEW. In fact, one of my friends is actually Al here at Data Doctors, is a special forces guy. He was up in Northern California last year and this year. There were so many drones with directed energy weapons starting fires that they couldn't get the helicopters in to drop the fire retardant. And you know that's true, don't you?
Well, I absolutely do, because I've heard that also said by a sheriff. So do. People need to think of them as directed energy weapon. That's what they are.
Right.
So I want to talk about aspects of the war that we're now in and that we face. We have to understand what's happening now when we look at FEMA and the Red Cross, because they gallantly roll in to these disaster areas. We see them on the news. We see food being handed out. We see blankets, clothes delivered. And they're there for a short time and they leave. So we're under the illusion that our country is helping us after they're hitting us with
right.
weapons systems that people don't recognize as weapons.
Right.
So again, it's the illusion of creating the level of care to help us when it's withheld in short order, to keep everyone contained in the illusion.
Well, for example, they don't have the proper back roads to get access to the fire. They don't reduce the chaparral and the trees that are the duffs that can actually be fire accelerants. They put nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere to turn the air into a plasma so directed energy weapons can trigger off, either from space or whatever, fires. We have climate manipulation and so on. There's so many things that are actually doing this. Because their real goal, and they've stated publicly, we have terrible Ted Turner and others, they want to reduce the population 90 to 95%. In fact, if you go to the site Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, a play on my name, Deagle.com, which is a military site, the population of Americans they want to reduce by 2025, only 6 years from now, to, I think it's
83%.
83% reduction. And you'd say, this is all, that's a theory. Look, they met 40 times with Barack Obama, President Obama. And the United Nations had a meeting in 2016 in the summer before the elections with Trump, etc. And they met with the Pope, 70 world leaders plus, and Barack Obama, and they all planned out this stuff. I mean, it's public documents. This is not something made up by you or me. I wish, to be honest with you, I wish I was psychotic and I could just take an antipsychotic shot in the butt. No, this is reality, and it's very, very evil, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is, and the more you dig into this, the more you find about the plans, and that's what I dig into. and certainly bring forward. People need to, again, understand what is happening now. In fact, Dr. Bill, I found this on the Pacific Gas and Electric website.
Right.
And I'm going to read this to everybody right now because you need to understand what is happening. We have a new system of electricity now being planned. So what we see with Pacific Gas and Electric, which is a 106-year-old company, in the throes of Chapter 11, basically they're doing away with the old system, the delivery system. Because that is why for so many, many decades, they have allowed the infrastructure of the gas lines and all the other infrastructure to go, to not be maintained, and it's failing. That's why there was the gas explosion in San Bruno. We're hearing about gas leaks all over and shutdowns of streets. It's because it has been let go. Money has been shifted elsewhere, and they have created a new business model. In fact, when we reported, because it was Stop the Crime that discovered that Pacific Gas and Electric was run by Rothschild.
Right.
And because we were down at the Pacific Gas and Electric Towers when they had an annual shareholders meeting at Pacific Gas and Electric, and Rothschild was introduced among some of the many dignitaries that were sitting in the first rows. So that is the only way that it was ever discovered that the utilities were actually being run by Rothschild. And what was interesting, when we typed in way back then Pacific Gas and Electric and Rothschild, immediately a plethora of information came up. I've not seen that now as of late.
Yeah, they managed to suppress it because the intel agencies are tied directly to this globalism, aren't they?
Yes. Well, what people can type in for Pacific Gas and Electric is you type in Roger Kimmel, K-I-M-M-E-L. And you see that he sits on the board at Pacific Gas and Electric, and he's the vice president of Rothschild, Inc. Now, what's important is Roger Kimmel bailed ship about a week ago. He was brought in to PG&E in 2009, which is interesting because that's when PG&E signed on with Solaren to start the space-based weapons along with Russian patents with the full recognition and authority of the Department of Defense as well as all levels of government here in this country.
Right.
And now that that has been perfected, I have discovered that the climate action plans that have been adopted in all of our cities seem to have started around 2009 when they knew that they were going to be able to increase the illusion of climate change by using a weapons system. And now that has been fully engaged. We're seeing active weapons being deployed in the guise of climate change.
Now this is occurring. Yeah, I want to insert an interesting comment from my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, who founded 25 years ago the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Work that I'm doing and dozens of other doctors, including on our network, Dr. Dan Royal in Las Vegas, who does stem cell work, and Dr. Jürgen Winkler, and thousands of other doctors worldwide. We are on the verge of extending human lifespan and slaying disease. So it means the average person in the near future could be over 100 years of age and vigorous, like doing sports. They don't want that. They don't want people living 5 years longer. They want people to get sick young and die early, don't they? Please continue.
Well, that is what is happening. And certainly we see the life expectancy plummeting here in the United States and elsewhere. But what I wanted to do is read what was discovered on the Pacific Gas and Electric website about Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N.
Right.
And again, I would recommend everybody understand that we are headed into a new delivery system of energy. And it says this, energy from outer space. Find out how researchers are boldly going where no watt has gone before. Watt, W-A-T-T.
Yeah. Right.
Where the sun always shines. Solar radiation is the most promising form of space-based power. While a growing solar energy industry already exists, outsourcing to space will help solve a lot of issues. Land-based solar power is limited by night, cloud cover, and the atmosphere. In space, The sun never goes away. Now, keep in mind, they talk about the limitations of ground-based solar being limited by cloud cover. That's the solar dimming that is occurring. So while we do need solar on the ground for ourselves because they're going to be de-energizing the grid, we'll be on the other side of the break. We'll talk
when we come back. We have lots of time to talk now. Much more long segments, 15 minutes rather than 10. Amazing information. StopTheCrime.net is where you need to go to get this info. So, diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And welcome back. And Deborah, you've got lots of information. I'm going to do a show here probably next week or two with Jeff to go over the earth changes that are going to cut short the globalists. Because if you look at it only on a man or woman level, on a globalist secret order level in the secret agencies, we are, as they say in the military, screwed and tattooed. Please continue.
Okay, so I was talking about, before the break, about what is on the website from Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild. I'm going to start over a little bit so that it's not cut short by the commercial. So again, they're talking about solar radiation is the most promising form of space-based power. They say, right, while a growing solar energy industry already exists, outsourcing to space will help solve a lot of issues. Land-based solar power is limited by night, cloud cover, and atmosphere. In space, the sun never goes away. So always remember, when you hear it's limited by cloud cover and atmosphere, they're running the Earth modification programs of geoengineering. So I continue. Right. Solar panels in space will be attached to orbiting satellites or stationed on the moon. Electricity generated would be transformed to microwaves or lasers and sent wirelessly back to Earth, where it will be converted back to electricity. This cosmic energy connection seems like a little far out, but the United States, China, India, and Japan all have laser-based power projects in development now.
Wow.
Then they go on another section, landing on the moon. The moon is another potential energy resource. Helium-3, an isotope found in abundance on the lunar surface, will one day help generate electricity using nuclear fusion technology.
I've talked about that for 8.5 years, how to build a fusion reactor.
Unlike, they go on to say, well, you were ahead of this information being divulged to all of us.
Right.
Goes on to say, unlike nuclear fusion, which splits an atom, nuclear fusion combines the nuclei of multiple atoms to produce energy. And then they go on powering Mars. And they go, the next frontier for space-based power will be providing energy for people who live and work on Mars. NASA has long-term plans to send human researchers to the planet, and they will need a way to keep the lights on. The harsh Martian environment presents a challenge. One promising idea is harvesting energy from dry ice. When dry ice is near a hot surface, it will levitate freely as it changes from solid to vapor, a phenomenon known as the Lindenfrost effect. Vapor released from a disk of dry ice on top of a turbine can create a spinning motion to power an electric generator. NASA data shows that dry ice is abundant on Mars. So while we're sitting here, self-indulged, thinking about the games that we watched last weekend, looking at the extending virtual reality programs that I'm now witnessing are now starting up in some schools, where you literally put a harness on your head and you put your cell phone right in front of your eyeballs, and you are able then to view virtual reality. Now, when I was talking to my friend in Ireland, I had not heard, Dr. Bill, that now people are getting cancer of the heart because they're keeping their cell phones in their front pockets. I'd never heard of cancer of the heart.
Wow.
Olli Johansson also said at a recent meeting in Krakow in Poland that any artificial electricity at all is detrimental to humans or
right.
all living things. Any.
Yeah.
So,
let me insert something that I talked about with Dr. Truat, who I couldn't get on today, but the frequency of alternative current started to bring out diabetes and cancer rates 100 years ago. And the frequency of alternative current is the same as the base frequency, the telluric frequency of calcium. And calmodulin regulates most of your enzymes in your body. So please continue.
Well, we have to understand that we have controllers that are outpacing what we understand as technology. And what is occurring now is, as we spoke about in the beginning of this program, is the genocide plans. And there have been many genocide plans stated throughout the years in many, many documents. And certainly the report from Iron Mountain is such a report that talks about the optimum levels to maintain populations and to also cause the destruction of life and the destruction of property and the destruction of natural resources.
Now, by the way, if we have callers that want to call in, the best place to call is the call number here at Red's Network, and it'll be patched through once it doesn't interrupt and it keeps on track so it goes up in their stack. So you want to check out the number at NutriMedical.com and then call that number.
I want to add something because what we're now discovering is, as we talked about before, the new global accounting system based on natural capital. And
right.
what is occurring now is an inventory of everything that would be considered natural capital on this planet. And our houses and our infrastructure are not natural capital.
Right.
So here's a way to think about what we see happening with the deliberate dustification using weather weapons and all of the flooding and demolition.
And depopulation, by the way. They want to actually get rid of the coastal populations and the rural populations. So we're shoved into 12 super cities in the central United States, the remaining population of the United States. And they want to do this elsewhere around the world, including Australia, New Zealand, Europe, etc. This is a global plan.
Dr. Bill, yes, but let me continue with my trend of explanation
please.
Here. Because what is important to wrap your head around is what you're going to hear me discuss right now. This is vital. So what we're seeing right now with the intentional weaponized weather assaults that are taking out cities for a variety of reasons, whether it's the blackouts that are going to continue be the result of heating climates throughout the cities where there will be inability to have electricity. Certainly they're shutting down the water supplies in various places. And then the obvious, the floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, earthquakes, etc. What we see is literally think of it like a year-end reduction of inventory. When you've got unwanted inventory and you're assessing everything based on natural capital, which is the value, you have to clean up your profit and loss statement and eliminate the loss. We're the loss. Our buildings are not zero net energy, which is how the new construction is being designed. Zero net energy. In other words, you take in no more than you use, and you convert it to usable, and you return it back. That's zero net energy. But our homes are not zero net energy. And all the retrofitting requirements that are in the climate action plans to re-roof and put in new windows and new caulking and weather stripping, clean new appliances, the now required solar panels here in California by 2020 is not going to create a zero net energy home. So you've got to, if you're a globalist and you're eliminating the loss on your balance sheet and clearing out the excess inventory, You've got to get rid of our buildings, and that is what we see happening. It's another way to look at these attacks and the results on our communities. Our communities cannot withstand the kind of bombing, if you will, of these weaponized events economically. They cannot. They cannot withstand this kind of infrastructure economic collapse. Here in Santa Rosa, they're running on reserves. And now what they've done, in they've signed on to Ernst Young out of London, which is a global corporation, actually does work for the Vatican. And they are literally creating a new revenue stream on assessing, as I'm talking about, the inventory of all natural capital. They're counting trees.
Well, by the way, there was a lady in Phoenix who discovered this over a year ago. She's got videos up about the, and the project was actually through the United Nations, but was sponsored through the Chinese, believe it or not, to commoditize everything on Earth. Please continue.
That's absolutely exactly right. And in fact, we were talking about that back in 2012 when we attended an IEEE meeting, and that's even discussed in the NASA war plan that we've been talking about ad nauseum for a number of years, the commodifying of everything. Now that is happening. To read about it in advance of recognizing it is one thing, but then to suddenly see a city like Santa Rosa, California, signing on to Ernst & Young and bring in a disaster consultant to help identify new forms of revenue is unbelievable. And the new forms of revenue are tax. Tax. Now, we recently discovered, for an example, in Canada, the country's rolling out with a new tax in one area where you have to opt out as a homeowner every year, or you're taxed on having a home that you don't live in. In other words, if you are an out of state or out of Canada owner, you have to pay a higher tax for owning property. If you are a Canadian, then you don't have to pay that tax. But if you are a Canadian, you must opt out of that tax, or you're automatically taxed. And we're going to see crazy tax schemes popping up. We also found out in Canada right now, and this should be horrifying to all of you. It was to me. They are declaring a climate emergency. So let's talk about what they're saying. In Victoria, British Columbia, the Capital Regional District will be asked to declare a climate emergency and take a leadership role towards climate neutrality by 2030. So we're going to see more and more crazy tax-based new green energy systems coming into play to make money. Now, I've talked before about the requirements to replace all of our windows, and I've certainly warned everybody about the low-E energy windows and how they start fires. If you haven't signed up to StopTheCrime.net, you need to, because you'll
get some
email blasts.
Yeah, the reflections of the sun can actually trigger off fires, can't they? And you talked about this. Yeah, please continue.
Yes, it reflects the beam of sunlight like a magnifying glass, and can create combustibility. And you can actually burn your neighbor's house down, the car that's parked in front of your street, depending on where that beam is focused. You can burn down your whole neighborhood. In fact, fires will start more readily because of the electrification in the environment and all of the heavy metals from the overhead chemtrailing. So we have a very combustible environment. We have windows that the Department of Energy, which is all part of the cabal, is standing behind, with no mention that these low-E energy windows for home replacement windows cause fires. Well, now you know. Please pass this out far and wide. You can go to StopTheCrime.net to our email blast outs and print off that advisory, so that if you want to do anything at all, start spreading this information out in communities that are being hit by weapons of war as people start to rebuild. That's very important to get out. So we want to talk about a number of things, and not necessarily in order. I want to talk about a new program that is starting out. It's called Smart Rent. And what it is landowners, or I should say apartment owners, are now able to cause electromagnification or death to their occupants and deep, heavy surveillance. Now, let me talk about this. We're talking about Smart Rent. What this is, it's remote monitoring and controlling of every door on every property from your phone. From the building entry keypad to the amenity spaces in every unit, all the doors, our keyless system provides a seamless experience for residents, staff, and guests. And we'll pick this up further on the other side of the break.
Wow, amazing. Cardiovasc is a 7-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And a quick announcement, if you want to call, the preferred way to call is the top number to call Todd Waite at Rents Radio. And he will screen your calls and questions, and I'll screen it because I'll see them on the screen, 844-769-2944. 844-769. So we have to stay in, the rules of the road are, stay on topic, don't ask, don't make ad hominem attacks, and don't try to change the whole direction of the argument when we're trying to present something to you. And there's particular shows where it's appropriate to say, ask a religious or another question. We're trying to stay on track here, so please continue, Deborah.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Bill, because I will tell you that when I'm unraveling and revealing documents and trying to alert people to other aspects of things they need to watch out for, when I'm not able to roll that out completely, I get distracted, and then I'm not getting the information out that I'm intending and hoping to get out. So I appreciate the rules of engagement. So I'm continuing to talk about smart rent. We're talking about smart apartments and connected communities. And this is a new type of automation that is now moving into property management and rental organizations. And it literally is going to connect your sockets in your homes to your cell phones, your lights. Every aspect of your home operation can be connected through your phone. Now, I know many of you are aware of that.
Right.
But now it's being deployed in apartments where people that are moving in now no longer need keys. Before, it seemed more like it was a personal choice that you could just adapt and utilize some of these smart opportunities. But now it's already implemented in some apartment buildings. And I've discovered this operation occurring now in Northern California in the San Rafael area, which is just a little bit north of San Francisco. So right now I don't know how many...
I'll use a joke here, but it's a horrible joke, that if they want to make the mark of the beast, they just have to have a mandatory Velcro law. So you have to Velcro your cell phone to a body part like your shoulder, your stomach, or your right leg. Please continue.
Well, you can also see on the Smart Rent website all of the companies that are associated with this deployment. So
right.
We're looking into this further because this is just another layer of frequencies that people are not familiar with that is going to be part of the assault on our immune systems because microwave radiation is causing cellular jamming. And so we're looking at many aspects of our demise. We're looking at documents that tell us the kinds of things that will occur. And we're looking at other aspects of assaults against us. And I've talked many, many times about targeted individuals through the years. And I want to direct everyone to an extremely excellent presentation by a TI during a conference. And we have this up on stopthecrime.net. And I would hope that everybody would please watch and share this. It's entitled No Touch Microwave Torture by Electronic Harassment. And again, No Touch Microwave Torture by Electronic Harassment. Now, sadly, when you become victimized to the extent that you will see occurring in this YouTube, it is very difficult. You cannot live a normal life anymore. You're literally on the run for your safety, and you're continuously being hit and injured. And oftentimes and frequently, in fact, regularly, targeted individuals aren't even able to work. And they're living with microwave burns on their bodies, with near-death times when
Let me insert a comment that I mentioned before on the show. That one of my, I took care of a Special Forces Delta and NSA agents. One of my NSA agents back 25 years ago said, come out to the parking lot, Deagle. So I went out. He popped his trunk, and I said, what's that? He said, it's a sat phone. I said, I thought you retired. He said, oh, you don't retire in the NSA. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if you do something they don't like, they used to, this is a member 25 years ago, double tap you. I said, what that? Sounds like tap dance. He said, no, it's a 22 caliber bullet to the forehead and the left ventricle. I said, you're kidding. No exit wound. He said, no, we stopped on about 10 or 15 years ago. Now they hit you with a microwave directed energy weapon and give you a stroke, heart attack, or cancer, or et cetera. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. If they don't like what you're doing, whether you're retired or not, and you don't do what they say, and they also used to have a thing called a patch where you wear it for 72 hours, and if you didn't get the next patch, you die. But now they have these nanoparticle chips. If they hit the right activating frequency, but you're chipped already, they can hit you anywhere on GPS in the world, and you die instantly with no explanation as to why you had a stroke, heart attack, or whatever. They said, you're kidding. He said, no. From DOES, or directed energy weapons and microwaves, they can set up a thing outside your building and keep blasting you until you die. I said, you're kidding. No. So please continue.
Well, there are millions of people now that are under daily, minute-by-minute assault and attack. And for those of you that are listening, you need to understand this is a reality. In speaking with many targets throughout the years, I've asked, what can we do for you? And they said, believe us. Believe that this is occurring. So we're at war. We have bioterrorism. We have chemical terrorism, directed energy weapons, pharmaceutical terrorism, economic terrorism, accounting terrorism, again, microwave directed energy weapons, nanotechnology terrorism, weather, aerosol spraying, water, etc. We have an illegitimate government and a false fake media. And we've got to understand reality and stop thinking that the Lone Ranger is going to ride over the hill and save us. Now, I was recently doing
Study. The Lone Ranger is God who lives in eternity, and there's no past or future to God. He's going to intervene, and we'll talk about that in another show. Please continue.
Yes. Now, I was looking up climate change and population. And I found something interesting and something important, because many of the documents do show that the more industrialized nations are in the crosshairs for elimination in many instances faster than the third world countries, but that isn't true. We are in the crosshairs, of course, but so are the third world countries. In other words, the entire global population is in the crosshairs for mass reduction. I saw a depopulation plan for the third world impoverished women, and how women will face more challenging ways in which they'll have to live based on climate change. And this document was giving examples on how these women would have shorter lives, and how all of the ways in which they had lived in the past was going to change. And a few of the examples I found were, for example, in Bolivia, they were saying because of water being affected, these women in these villages now have to carry buckets for miles to get water because much of the ponds and streams have evaporated to grow their vegetables. And because they have to travel so far for a little bit of water, they're not able to grow enough food. And they talk about how that is shortening their lives.
Yeah, they're but the thing is they don't want to push for primary water or other technologies. And the fact is we have Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. You introduced me 2 years ago. I've had Paul on the show and done videos with him. There's
well,
simple
Dr. Bill,
solution
I have
this.
A website called primarywater.org, and we have flyers that people can print off and pass around, and people need to. Because the best news of the program today is we're not running out of water.
No.
But that is the illusion being perpetrated on the masses. Just like we're at massive war right now, we're being taken out. But the illusion is all is well. FEMA will, and the Red Cross will come and help you. No such luck.
They'll help you into your coffin. How's that? Or your, yeah, they'll help you into your grave.
So they talk about how the temperatures will rise in these poor, impoverished areas, and weather patterns will shift and will cause catastrophic consequences, especially on the world's poor.
Right.
And they give countless examples of how the women in particular will be subjected. They talk about how some of the villages are so compromised because of inability to access water and the inability to grow food, that the women are having to work outside of the homes now for some of the wealthier people in town. And as women continue to be set upon with climate change, they become sex victims because the lower they have to stoop for money, we will find that sex trafficking will increase as well. In fact, we have a new post on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel entitled Sex and Death for Profits. And I would hope that everybody would take a look at this. This is a significant, massive, global problem. Power and sex and killing with pedophilia and sex trafficking and human bloodletting and sacrifice. So I want to also talk about something else because it is Martin Luther King Day today. But I also want to remind everybody that we were warned also by Kennedy by being told that this is a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that has conscripted every aspect of our reality, from politics to economics to science to education to the military. Everything has been conscripted. That's what's happened now.
Right.
And as a result of traveling to Cuba, I've done some research during that period of time, during the 1960s and the early 70s, and I've come across some extremely interesting information, and I'm going to share some of that right now, because of course we know that JFK was murdered as well, just like Martin Luther King. And what I discovered was the weather control mechanisms that were used on Cuba, a CIA project called Nile Blue, and that was used on Cuba from 1969 to 1970, where they created a rain embargo on the Cuban sugar crops. And at the same time, the United States was utilizing Operation Popeye in Vietnam to increase torrents of rain and flooding to
right.
literally impact the inability of the Vietnamese to operate. Now, we created that war in Vietnam, and
oh,
that's
yeah.
why John F. Kennedy wanted out of that war. And what's important...
The oil companies were tied directly to that, weren't they? Please continue.
Well, there's an operation that I discovered called Operation Phoenix, and
right.
it was a CIA mass murder plan of mass murdering the Vietnamese in cold blood. And I also discovered what was the functioning behind Cuba. While many of us thought that they were just an island that was cut off and they didn't exist as far as the United States is concerned, that is not true at all. In fact, Cuba was essentially a place right near our borders where mass drugs were being utilized through the Vatican and sent in. In fact, in this document, I'm going to read this because I find this to be exactly what's happening in the United States with everyone that's been already mind controlled with the belief that we have elections and we can vote new people in. We're so far beyond that as a reality.
It's basically show acting, right?
It is. So here's what all of that was about, and I found this to be interesting, and I think you all will as well. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Yeah, these longer segments are much better to get the information out, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we're done, though, for today.
Yeah,
so, everybody, I'll be back next week. Boy, this time went by fast, Dr. Bill. Thank you.
You covered a lot of material. Josh Bernstein's up next. Tomorrow we'll have Ryan on from NutraMeds, Calvi Smith from News Advocates, and John W. Spring, our co-whistleblower for Venezuela, for Russian air bombers and intermediate-range nukes.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.